This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blames Iran for Thursday's attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman off the Iranian coast. One of the tankers was set on fire and sent up smoke thick and black enough to be seen by satellite in space. Speaking at the State Department Thursday, the secretary noted that Iran was behind other recent similar attacks on shipping and that no proxy group in the region has the resources and ability to attack a tanker with such a high degree of sophistication.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
And Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had consulted with Pompeo, and while the UK would make its own assessment of the situation, if Iran is responsible, it would be a deeply unwise escalation of tensions. Iran's mission to the UN said it's categorically rejecting the U.S. claim and condemns it in the strongest possible terms. President Trump facing criticism from both sides after saying that he's open to accepting political dirt from a foreign power. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says he might not necessarily tell the FBI if a foreign power offered political dirt on an opponent.
There's nothing wrong with listening.
Democratic reaction to his interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos was swift.
That's an assault on our democracy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the president doesn't know right from wrong. Even GOP allies like Lindsey Graham, who usually steer clear of criticizing him, say the president's answer as to whether he'd accept foreign help should have been no.
I think it's a mistake.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, one of President Trump's